Tennessee lawmakers have voted to discontinue one of the state's most divisive criminal laws, known as fetal assault. It empowered prosecutors to arrest women who use heroin or pain pills during pregnancy if their babies were born dependent. 2 years ago, in a rising epidemic of drug-dependent births, Tennessee became the only state to explicitly allow assault charges against new mothers for prenatal drug use. The law came with a requirement that it either be renewed or discontinued this year. Testimony has included doctors and criminal prosecutors, but it was the stories shared by addicted women who convinced East Tennessee Republican Andrew Farmer that the law isn't helping.
Both of the young ladies that stood there made the comment that they were afraid to seek treatment, and that's why they didn't.
Doctors, especially, argue the threat of arrest sends women into hiding. Other critics said addicts were choosing abortion over being found out and prosecuted. Supporters of the criminal penalty tried last-minute amendments to answer these concerns, but the bill failed on a 3-3 tie in a House subcommittee, so the power to prosecute for fetal assault is on track to be taken out of state law by July. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.